All right, everybody, welcome back to our first ever podcast. I'm Zoe.
I'm Kingsley.
And today we're going to be talking about, in particularly, the shoes we own, the Air Max 270 and the Nike Free Run. So we're going to explain a little bit about them, our favorite things, positives, negatives about the shoe. Then we just have a little bit of shoe drama about the end of the podcast. We're going to try to keep these podcasts between 20, 30 minutes. And we're going to be trying to post at least every weekend or at least every other weekend until school's over and some things will change. So we're excited to get started. So this podcast is going to be talking about shoes. So go ahead, Kingsley.
All right. So the shoe that I'm doing is the Air Max 270s. It obviously has air.
Those are the shoes she owns, her Air Max.
Yeah. The air is in the heel. And then the rest of the part, like the rest of the bottom, is just like a regular shoe. The shoe, one of my positives about it is it's really comfy, and it also comes in many different colorways, and but one of the negatives is I'm afraid that the air is gonna pop if I'm too reckless with it, and just, I don't know, if it were to pop, it would probably scare the crap out of me. So, yeah, so you go ahead and talk about yours.
I have the Nike Free Runs. They're blue and orange. Mine are a customized one. I got them down in Florida. The full name is called the Nike Free TRV8 shoes. Both of these shoes are 2018 releases. They're my cost is around $110.
And mine, the Nike Air Max 270s are about, like, it depends on what size and the colorways, but the ones I got were about like $150, but it just depends really on what colorway and the size.
And I think that's like for with most shoes too, the different colors and stuff that you can get. Mine are blue and orange. Mine are actually the Florida Gators shoe, in the Nike Free Runs. Some of my favorite things about it, it's a very comfy shoe. There's no air in this shoe. It's just all foam shoe.
But I've heard good reviews and that it's like really comfy.
Mm-hmm, they're actually really comfy. I like how the Florida Gators logo's on them. And they look pretty cool and stuff. There's like an orange splatter paint on them. They're really neat. My cost was around $110. They weren't very expensive.
It just depends on your ability to buy the shoe. Like, mm-hmm. It depends on what you want to spend on the shoe.
And but what you like.
Me and Zoe love shoes. We're probably going to do a lot of shoe reviews.
Mm-hmm. It's something we really enjoy and like, and you know, this is kind of how it all started. We like talking about our shoes, and we were at school, and we were like, oh, we should make a podcast and stuff.
It was kind of like a joke, but mm-hmm. then
we kind of became serious about it. Here in the last week, she texted me, and realized, she's like, hey, we should really do this podcast thing. I think it'll be really cool and it'll work out. And I was like, yeah, definitely.
And then we got together today, and now we're doing a shoe review about the shoes that we just told you about. Mm-hmm.
Some other topics that we will be covering, not on this one in particularly, but like other podcasts we can talk about would be, we already were covering
but
shoes.
We could do a lot more shoe reviews. There's so many shoes out there that we could do millions mm-hmm. of shoe
and
reviews.
Like multiple of these, like parts one, parts two, anything like that. So we could talk about drama and anything, movies, songs, like different gaming consoles, anything like that we can talk about. If you're interested in a video and you're on the app Anchor, which we're using to film or to record this video, you can message on the app and let us know what you would be interested in our opinions to talk about something.
Yeah, and if you give us a good idea, and we might, like, we'll think about doing it and how we could talk about it and how we could, like, say you say Xbox or PS4 or, like, just different games, we could get them, play them,
compare games,
and do a review of, like, because we've actually played
so quite a few games and stuff.
Yeah, like we can just do reviews on different things.
Mm-hmm. So this we're, like I said, we're really excited to get started and go ahead with this podcast thing. We think there's so many things out there that we could talk about. So I'm gonna get into a little bit of shoe drama for you. So I play the sports. I only play one sport, and that is travel softball.
I play travel soccer and basketball, there's just so many different, like, not drama, just mistakes that the company makes, like with the shoes or in soccer, like the shin guards and.
And this isn't just one things. Company in general. This happens to every company, and we're not gonna rat
it's
any.
It's just a mistake.
It's nobody's fault, you know. Things sometimes are just meant to be, and you got to handle it the right way.
And her story is actually it's like basically meant to be, because it sounds bad, but then in the end, it's all like it turns out to be fine.
So, like I said, I play travel softball. So, my dad and I were gonna go order a pair of spikes online, Dick's Sporting Goods. There's a pair that we really wanted that were all orange. They were the Adidas Adizero. However you pronounce it, and I was super stoked, excited to get them. Well, the problem was is they didn't have them in my size, so I was like, okay, that's fine. So we're like, all right, that's fine, we'll be okay. So we get to online, and we found another pair that we liked, which was the navy blue and the white. We're like, all right, this will work. So I'll just say like 3-5 days later, we get them in the mail Friday night, today's Saturday, so it's just yesterday night, and I open up the package, and I'm looking at the shoes, I'm like, these don't look right, and somebody had worn them, didn't like them, returned them, and I got them in the mail. So, you know, we got it handled the right way, nicely, although we were kind of upset and disappointed, but, in the end, we got it all taken care of, and I'm actually getting the pair of orange that I wanted, and an orange splash color. I really do like Adidas spikes. I've had them for 3 years now. Nothing against Nike, Under Armour. You know, it's just whatever you like in a shoe. There's so many different shoe brands and types out there, but you know, when I like to wear like fancy stuff or whatever, I like to go with a name brand clothing, just like I think anybody else would. So there's multiple, like, one thing that we'll get into is, like, the different ways shoes are made. And particularly, there's a shoe, the My Spike in general, and soccer spikes, they have a sleeve on the shoe. So there's no tongue of the shoe, it's a sleeve, like a big sock. And it's safer, and I think it's a higher quality shoe, costs a little more, but in the end, I think it's better. I'll let Kingsley tell her story about soccer cleats. And right there on the same page, I really think that they're both, that type of the shoe style really works best for us.
All right, so the drama that, like, it's not really drama, I would say, but there's just different things that you have to have correct to be able to play soccer. First of all, you have to have shin guards, and it's not for, I've heard it's just so then your shins don't start bleeding and the refs don't, like, because if on the soccer field, if you start bleeding and the ref, if it's visible and the ref can see it, you have to be taken off until there's no blood, like, at all.
Same way with softball. If there's blood, you're either out of the game or something.
So, that's one of the strictest rules. Like, you have to follow all the rules in sports, like, most of them. Another rule is that, like, the cleats, they have to be soccer cleats. They can't be football. They can't be softball. Like, they have to be soccer cleats for just for some reason. I don't really know, but
I think it'd be safer to have a certain type of shoe made for that sport, because you don't want somebody with a pair of metal cleats going in a soccer game and tearing someone's legs or anything up. I think that'd be really dangerous.
People play soccer really rough, especially, well, my team. We've played some really rough teams, and they just kick really high, apparently. Like, from your shoulder down, you're probably going to get hit. And another thing is, as she said, the soccer, like, the sleeves in your shoe, it's definitely more expensive, but I think it's worth it, because if you're kicking the ball or you're running or something, and if your shoe is not tied tight enough, it could easily fall off. And with this sleeve, I think it helps, because it goes around your ankle pretty tight.
And there's a better protection around your foot, and I think it's just a higher quality shoe that, you know, it's nice. It's really nice to have that extra protection in a sleeve up there. So
yeah, that's the main rules about, like, that's the main rules for soccer, I would say. like, I don't think there's really any other rules besides, mm-hmm. like, the actual rules of the game. Like, I know, restrictions.
I know in softball, when you're in, when you get to U14, and you play travel ball, at least I know that when you play travel ball 14, that is when you're allowed to start wearing metal spikes. Although, if you go to a tournament that they're turf fields, you are not allowed to play with turf cleats. You have to have a pair of turf shoes or anything on besides with shoes besides spikes. You're not allowed to have anything spikes-wise. One thing that we are going to get into in a few minutes is our dream shoes. There's so many dream shoes that I have out there, but some in particular, there's so many out there, but that's just kind of like the drama I had with our shoes and stuff. But I wouldn't call drama necessarily because there's so many options and stuff out there. So we're going to get...
Yeah, I wouldn't call it like your dream shoe because there's millions of mm-hmm. shoes out there that you have not seen. Mm-hmm. There still could be a lot more shoes out there that you guys...
But we're talking about the ones that we've seen and the ones we've done some research on, the ones we really like.
If you haven't noticed already, we're talking about sports shoes and tennis shoes and just running shoes. We're not talking about heels or...
Sandals or stuff. I mean, I'm not...
Sometimes we'll probably bring in Converse or Vans, but we're usually talking about the athletic shoes that...
Training, running, you know, all those types of shoes. We're not into big, fancy, Nancy sandals and high heels and
that's
stuff.
That's not us.
That's not us, so... I'm going to have Kingsley tell you a little bit about her dream shoe, and then I'll talk about my dream shoe.
All right. So, before I knew about the Nike 270s, which is the shoes that I was talking about, the shoes that I have and wear right now, the Adidas NMDs were, like, I saw everybody wearing them. I think it was in, like, 2016, 2017 is when they really became popular and, like, Adidas was...
I'd say around 2017, 18.
Something around that time. But they just started to get big. And we went to a store around where we live, and they are no longer open now, but we went there, and there was the NMDs, and they were... white with like blue, like, you know, the Adidas sign with stripes. Yeah, that was like teal. And so, yeah, my mom told me, she was like, you're never gonna wear that with any outfit and this and that. So I told her, these are like my dream shoe and I want these so bad. And can I just get them? I promise you, I'll wear them every day to school until like they wear out and I need a new shoe. So I end up getting them. They're actually downstairs, but they are wrecked because I didn't take care of my shoes, which I will start taking care of my shoes because they were expensive and they don't need to look like just I ran in a big mud puddle. And then ever since I heard about the 270s, and not many people wear them at school, I don't think. I know, like, probably, like,
I think you're right. There's like one or two people in our grade. There might be a few more, but they're not a very popular shoe at school.
I think it's because they're a little bit expensive.
Mm-hmm, they're expensive. We're not that big of a rich school.
Yeah.
But
anyways, I saw these and I did not know how expensive they were. And I actually looked on the app that I heard from a YouTube video. It's the Goat app, GAOT. It's a really good app. There's millions of shoes on that app that you can just look up different colorways for every shoe. Just so many different shoes. And I found these after I saw people wearing them. I found these and they were in black and white, but I ended up not getting them. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods and I found this colorway. It's rose gold and white. I really like it. It's obviously not going to match everything, but it's probably the best they had there, in my opinion. The other ones were just kind of neon-colored with black, and it wasn't really just... It didn't match who I... I mean, it did, but I like these ones better, and I like the colorway. So now Zoe's going to talk about her dream shoe.
My dream shoe is probably the Air Max 270 Utility. It's technically Kingsley's shoe that she's described, with just a little more features and gadgets on it. When I say features and gadgets, when I really mean features, is I talk about, there's like a strap and stuff. I'm gonna look up a pair right now on our computer. I really like them because it's more of a high top shoe. They are a little more expensive.
Yeah, it's like mine, but it's
there's like more straps and stuff, and it's a high top.
It's like basketball, but in a tennis shoe.
Mm-hmm. So these are, my dream shoe. I think they're really neat and stuff because it's something that I want. When I'm talking about my shoes now, I have like quite a few pairs of shoes. What I look for in a shoe is support, quality, comfy, and that's about it. I'd say those are my and four looks. I'd say about four general topics I'd look for in a pair of shoe because this is something that represents my style and.
And you're going to be wearing it for a decent amount of time. It depends on if they're actually a good quality of a shoe
that,
and how long you're going to wear it for.
That, too. And if you're one of those people that like to go out and, like, if you see a cool shoe out there and you like it and you can afford to buy it and stuff, I'm like, go ahead, go for it. Myself right now, I think I have, like, 3 or 4 pairs of shoes and stuff, but that's just because I like to have multiple pairs.
I think I have 2 pairs of shoes, the NMDs obviously, which
okay guys, this is gonna be a really short podcast. I just got a notification that the podcasts now are on Spotify, so if you'd rather have Spotify, go ahead and get Spotify and listen to our podcast. Zoe's not here right now, but I just wanted to let you guys know because Spotify is a really good app, and so is Anchor, but either one will work because now our podcast is on Spotify. So go check it out. Make sure you watch it.